The frustrations you experience trying to get organized are not the result of some innate inability. I contend they are due to you never having learned how to organize. It's not a subject taught in school. Julie Morgenstern. This quote inspired today's conversation of Home with Intention, and I'm Jody Pear. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Pear, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypeardesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everyone. I'm Jody Pear.
Hi, I'm Kathy Feltz.
And we are talking about Julie Morgenstern's work again, Organizing from the Inside Out. It's such a great book. And we've had a couple of episodes already where we dove into chapter three because I wanted to dive in and get to some action. And now I want to back up a little bit. So going back to her introduction, I just want to quote exactly what she says here. So chapter three was analyze taking stock. And so that's kind of when we got into the action. But in the introduction, Julie writes, the frustrations you experience trying to get organized are not the result of some innate inability. I contend they are due to your never having learned how to organize. It's not a subject taught in school. I think that is so freeing to hear. So many of us, I mean, and you know this better than I do, Kathy, but there's a lot of shame and dread and overwhelm when we get stuck thinking, I'm just not an organized person. And, you know, or I have this mountain of clutter or, you know, something that is piling up in the, you know, in the family room. And I think that we get stuck in that. And so this to me is so freeing. So yes, this is not something that is taught in school. And I think that, you know, another frustration or a misleading concept that adds to this is all these images that we're seeing on Instagram and Pinterest of, you know, maybe your socks are perfectly filed in this beautiful container or your books and your clothing are organized to look like the colors of a rainbow. And I think that we get caught up thinking, oh my gosh, we have to do that. And we don't, right?
Right. It is, you know, it's advertising.
Yes.
Those pictures and Pinterest and Facebook and all that, that's advertising. And it's kind of an ideal. And there's definitely people that don't want their socks color-coded or their clothes color-coded. They don't need that. They don't like that. They don't want that. And that's fine. So I think she's right on that. First of all, you need to kind of think about your own situation. But second of all, know that whatever's going on in your house, if you're not a naturally organized person, well, you never maybe were taught how to be that, and that's okay. And to always remember, you do it for you, and it needs to work for you and your family. And what works for someone else might be something that drives you nuts, and vice versa. So having that freedom to pick what you need in your space and the organizing methods you need in your space.
And I admit I have tried to organize some of my drawers, the Marie Kondo style, but it's not something that I can naturally maintain. And I am an organized person. I thankfully, you know, my mom taught me how to organize. She is super organized, and she was, you know, a secretary for Ford Motor Company for many years, and that was her dream. And she just is, you know, she's very, very organized. And so, you know, I just picked that up from her. But I still need help. There are certain areas that I'm not great at. Like, I don't let clutter really, you know, accumulate. I will in small piles, and but I'm not one of those where, you know, I think in Julie's book, she'll talk about, you might think somebody is an organized person on the outside, and then you open their closet or their cupboard door, and there might be stuff falling down at you, and they're trying to hide it because they're ashamed of it and they don't know what to do with it. So it is a frustrating process for so many of us. But I just feel like this, she gives us so much freedom and reminding us that where most of us are not taught how to organize. And she also mentions that so many of the other books that are out there, or, you know, leaders in this area, they're offering solutions without getting to the source of the problem. And her book is all about getting to the source of the problem and helping you identify this in yourself, so that you basically are, you know, you're helping yourself through self-awareness.
Yeah. And I always, when I talk to my clients and they're feeling that, like, that shame, why can't I do this myself? Why don't I understand this? How come my brain doesn't work that way? Or whatever they're saying to me, I always, I don't even use the word problem. I use the word challenge. You know, these are your challenges in your space, and let's look at what we can do with these to find solutions.
Yeah.
So I talk about solutions and challenges, and just kind of approach it from that angle, so they don't think that, well, the issue is them. You know, because it's the issue isn't, it's a little more complex than that. Yeah. It's like, how are you functioning in your space, and how come?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it just might be a little hiccup in their thought process where you can open their eyes to something that they didn't notice before.
So
we can all learn this, but it's not intuitive. I mean, it really isn't. And it does often help to hear from a professional or somebody else, just to offer that different perspective to help you. So, okay, we're going to stop there. I just love this. I just loved this quote, and I just wanted to back up and, you know, get back to the start of Julie's book, and we're going to continue on next time. So it was great seeing you, Kathy.
Good to see you, Jody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. and Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.